This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
What are we solving for you today? It's Text Roulette, Elizabeth and Radar, something that's been bugging you, something on your mind you need help with. Go ahead and text it in, 414-432-1099. Text Roulette brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
All right, let's spin that wheel.
All right.
Count it back. See which question we're going to land on the text line.
Six.
All right, number six, an easy one here.
Something new, probably just popped up this morning.
Might have popped up this morning, but it seems like this has been popping up for a while for this person as I read through this one. So let's share it with you. Mixed family, can you help out here? Can a relationship work if you have different views on religion and politics?
That is a very loaded question.
Careful. We're not talking about the sides. We're just talking about the issue here, which is, can a relationship work if you have different views on religion and politics? You see it this way, they see it that way. Can the relationship work? It's like oil and water. You know, is it going to mix? Polar opposites here.
Well, and with this relationship, I guess we don't know if it's romantic or if it's a friendship. Are these people raising kids?
Don't have enough information there.
I feel as if it can, as long as you respect the differences and things don't get mean.
Yeah, I think
or disrespectful.
That's fine.
And there has to be some kind of compromise on some things. I'm not saying political views or religious views. You don't necessarily compromise that, but
no, not at all.
Compromise in a sense of, if this person doesn't celebrate Christmas, but you'd like to do a gift exchange, maybe they're open to buying you a gift. I mean, I don't, you know, not knowing what the religious views are here,
but I think
you also have to set some boundaries too. You have to understand that if this is a agree to disagree, then they have those rules that say, okay, we're just going to not talk about this. I have a very best friend, very, 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 very good best friend that I've had as one of my best friends for over 30 years. We have very different views on politics and in some ways religion too. But how are we still best friends? Because we don't talk about those things.
You leave those things out.
We just don't. And we don't need to.
I
respect what she views and she respects what I view. We know that they're different views.
Sure.
But we don't talk about them. Those are the boundaries.
I have a former coworker who sees the political views way different than his spouse. And you know what? They've been together for quite a long time. They've been married for over 30 years as well.
But look at
he is one way, she is the other way. And he's like, it's gotten to the point now He goes, don't rip on me, but we don't vote because my vote will cancel out her vote. So we're like, all right, well, we're not going to go and vote because of that. But they've been together for a long time. They had two kids who are now adults. They're happily married, but yet they had that political view side. But they've been together forever, and they have a lot of fun stuff. And sometimes they'll, poke fun at each other. But it never gets to the mean point either.
That's what I mean about the fact that you have to respect the differences.
Yeah, exactly.
But if there are some non-negotiable things for you,
mm-hmm.
for this mixed listener that asked the question, what is it specifically, Radar, the question?
Can a relationship work if you have different views on religion and politics? So it's both.
If there are some non-negotiables for you. I mean, religious views, my first thought was, okay, is this like a Jewish person and a Catholic person? But then I thought about, what if this is someone that's like a Jehovah's Witness? And Jehovah's Witness, if I'm not mistaken, they don't even celebrate birthdays or any kind of pagan holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's something that's important to you, then you have to really ask yourself, what is your non-negotiable in a relationship? And if you throw kids into the mix, how do you want to raise your kids? That may be a deciding factor too, where maybe the relationship won't work in the end.
Or if you just say, okay, you can raise the kids this way, we can do this.
And that's okay.
Nothing wrong with that.
I think about a friend of mine that I went to high school with that was married for a couple years, and then all of a sudden out of the blue found out he was getting a divorce. And he said the reason why is because his wife didn't want kids. He did. He thought maybe she would change her mind. She never came off of that.
And so
it was agree to disagree, but they parted ways because of that.
Okay.
That was something he really, really wanted. So for this person that asked the question, what do you see your future looking like? And does this person play into that if you don't celebrate the holidays like you would like to and you have these different views politically?
Or if you're left, right, whatever. Can a relationship
work? Like I said, this is a loaded question. This is a really big one. And curious to hear what some of you have gone through in your own life. Are you in a relationship with someone that you have different religious and political views, and does it work? I mean, look, I always say there's no way I could ever be with a Vikings fan or a Bears fan ever. Sometimes you can't just get past those things.
Police.
Sometimes you can't.
Can a relationship work if you have
different views? That is a compromise I will not make.
On religion and politics. The Siding Unlimited text line, 414-432-1099. You can text it or you can call in. It's The Mix.
We're going to get to your text and your calls and your advice coming up. But first, a quick break from our sponsors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Can a relationship work if you have different views on religion and politics? That is the text roulette question this morning. And Crystal, what do you think about this? We need to turn it over to our mixed family. Can you help?
Absolutely, it can work. My fiance and I are on very different sides of the spectrum when it comes to politics and religion. And we knew from a very early we started dating, that we were on the opposite spectrum. And we just agreed that it's okay to discuss it as long as it's a productive conversation. I'm like, we're both adults. Let's have an adult conversation about this. And it just works. We just agreed that it's okay for each other to have those differences. And if it gets heated or hot, which it normally never does, because I don't like to argue, we just don't talk about it then.
Well, and, you have that rule, like, hey, it's getting too hot in here. Let's cool it off.
And when did it happen in our world that it needed to get mean when someone disagrees with you about politics or religion? I mean, it has gotten so nasty that you are so inspiring, Crystal, that you've said you can have these disagreements, but they don't have to get nasty and mean.
They were kind of nasty back in the 1980s, according to my parents and my in-laws. But because of social media, you see it
more. That's what I think, too.
Yeah.
Social media definitely has played a huge part into it. Yeah. And we both have kids. We're going to be a blended family. And so my personal opinion is I will give my children the facts on both sides. And I say, it's up to you. I cannot make this decision for you.
Good for you.
It's
your choice. And that's the same with his daughter, too. Like, you know, he's very much, he would love for her to believe the same thing he does. But, you know, we both agree. You guys have to educate yourselves. You have to get all the sides. And then you make a decision. And we will love you no matter what decision you make.
Oh, wow. Well, you're going to have really well-rounded kids. You know, I think about our son, Brayson, who has four parents, a gazillion grandparents, all cousins and aunts. You know, he has such a big blended family. And it's kind of a melting pot of people and views and lifestyles. And I look at him now as a leader with the Marine Corps. And I think he shows such empathy for different types of people, a lot of because of what he was raised with. And my hope is that for your kids as well, that you're going to, you know, support them as long as they follow what's true in their heart.
That's all we can ask for, because if I could start controlling them, then they're not becoming their own person, and they need to figure out who they are, and they need to be able to stand on their own and make choices, because that's only going to help them as they get older.
Strong words there, Crystal. Very good,
Crystal,
too. I like that.
Yeah.
Crystal, you really nailed it on the head here. Thank
Crystal,
you so much.
I feel like you need to call in every day because you have really good advice. So save this number and don't be a stranger.
All right, thanks. Have a good day.
You too.
You too.
All right, we'll take a look at the Siding Unlimited text line, 414-432-1099. A texter says, well, can a relationship work if you have different views on religion and politics? Sometimes. However, personally, it's a deal breaker for me. I want someone that aligns with my views and will understand my perspective at the very least.
Well, and we have a text here from Old Soul Joan.
Hey.
I was married to my ex with a different religion. Agree to how we would raise the kids. My mom always said, don't talk about religion and politics. Respect is essential. You can't go in expecting to change them.
Ooh.
That's the other part, too. And and for the mixed listener that sent this in, I think we've, you know, thrown out a lot of different ways to view it and to work through it, but it has to be both mutually agreeing on what the respect is and the boundaries.
Yeah, you can't have just one side say, yep, I'm running this relationship. No, there has to be that, well, it's 50-50.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I you know, these are really big issues. These are big things that can you compromise? But look at what your non-negotiables are. It doesn't mean that they are a bad person. But you have to, at the end of the day, be willing to be safe, secure, and supported in your relationship and whatever you see your future you want it to be. And maybe it doesn't involve this person.
Almost like all relationships, there's a lot of give and take. And if that person isn't going to give much to you, then yeah, maybe you shouldn't be involved. But thank you so much, everybody who helped our mixed listener.
And Crystal, with that phone call, by the way, like,
wow,
what an incredible family that she has there. Thank you so much for being a part of the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Crystal and everybody else. And if you have a problem in your life, hey, text roulette, 414-432-1099.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.